is what Jesus is asking you today. We'd like to play a game. I need somebody just to check out something. I've got something in my bag here, which is of the utmost importance to anyone when they're a teenager. Really important thing that you need when you're younger. So can they come out very quickly? There may be some treasure inside. There might be some gold. I'll give you a clue about the gold. The gold is as old as when Burnley Football Club won their first FA Cup. So, can any of you, can you
Yes.
So the yes, well done. So this very important person, it's not me, actually, it's my son, and as you can see, it's not valid, which is helpful. We have some I do have some drawing to do. I wonder if any of the children could actually draw around their hands or their parents' hands and color them in later on. Can anyone else come up and find something? Can anyone find? There's something which is 162 years old in here, and there's something of gold. Can anyone find it in here? You might have to come in. You have to dig deep. Anyone find anything? Do you believe me? Nobody believes me. Okay. It'll be a second. Come on, very quick. And then, oh, go on. Your first dip. First dip for Celia. I only knew it was Celia when I got to there, when she got to 10 feet, because I can't see you otherwise. Can you find something? What can you find? There's something from America there. Yeah, in the seed. What else? It's not easy. I don't make things easy. Sometimes when we look for things, we have to search a long way. It's like searching for God. We do have to search. Can you find anything? They definitely went in there. No? There's absolutely nothing in there. Lot of seed. Lot of Niger seed. Right down the bottom, probably. Can you find anything? Oh? Okay, you could. Yeah, okay, I'll give you a chance. It's not in there. I didn't put accidentally miss it. No, I didn't. Anything's possible. Can you believe it? On the table, it's a little bit easier. Well done. They're not very big. It's a bit too much. It's definitely there. Can you feel any sort of coin shaped? Oh, you found something? Yes.
It's just the bag.
Just the bag. If you put the first slide on, that's fine.
I thought
there's a shape, definitely.
That's your finger.
That's your finger. Uh-huh.
No.
There's absolutely nothing in there.
You find, alas.
Okay. Well, maybe we're trying to find that out later on. Okay.
Not all those things were, did they?
Okay.
So what did happen? What happened in our story? Maybe you had to
see it, to believe it. Maybe you still don't believe me. You still don't believe me. But, yeah, you do. But when the disciples actually saw Jesus, They were much more convinced. They were full of fear, but they had to see it to really, they were full of fear, but they believed. But once they saw Jesus, then they had that conviction in their hearts, and it turned their fear to joy. And we've got our first slide. Can I have our second slide? But you know what? We often think about when we talk to Jesus, when we talk to God, when we want to meet him, maybe we feel, or maybe the disciples felt, that Jesus was going to be really shouty, was going to be really angry and upset with them, or give them the silent treatment. You know, you should have known this. Why didn't you believe me? No. What happened? What did happen? He appeared and he gave them a beautiful message, a beautiful greeting. Peace be with you. Peace. And showed himself to them and then gave him a commission, a command, and the strength to do it as well. You see, he wasn't angry. He wasn't abusive. He wasn't shouty. He didn't give them the silent treatment. But what did he do? He was kind. He was gentle. He was thoughtful. He gave of himself his Holy Spirit, and perhaps telling them that they need to forgive themselves and each other, including Thomas. You see, the peace-loving greeting that Jesus gave, he came into that locked room and he wasn't upset with them, with their failures. He's not maybe upset with you, with your failures. But Jesus is patient with us. He is with us, and he's with us for the long term. That's how patient he is. He's going to be with us and bring us through. The encounter the disciples had with all their fear and questions and failures changed from, was replaced with joy and wonder. Wasn't Jesus so good to them? Won't he do the same to you? But what about Thomas? Well, Thomas was different, wasn't he? He demanded to know about Jesus. He didn't want to go when Jesus had first came to see the disciples. He was isolated. Maybe he was gloomy. Maybe he had that sort of temperament that always sees things a bit, you know, one glass empty, you know. He thought maybe it was all too good to be true when he heard the news. But the Holy Spirit was working on his heart and brought him to that meeting with his other disciples. And Jesus met him on his terms. And as he met him, it melted his heart. Jesus gave him the peace and a rebuke that one of the commentators said, stop unbelieving and show yourselves a believer. He gave him the assurance and a blessing that he didn't give to the others. Can you show the next slide? The next slide? Oh yes, this is what Jesus gave those people. He gave them all those things. How precious. And he gave the same to Thomas. He didn't treat them differently because he was one of the 12. He was one of the 12. His name means twin. I'm a twin. And, you know, at times we need these things, don't we? We need the gentleness of God. We need that patience. He gives to us and power and peace. Okay. So, how loving is Jesus? Have we really experienced that love? Can we experience that love? It's unmerited. It's undeserved. They didn't deserve it. They had left him. But he gives it. And he gives them more than they could ever think of. And how does Thomas respond? He responds and he grasps hold of Jesus and responds with worship. My God and my Lord, my God. He knew Jesus was strong and trustworthy and safe. He had a little faith, but it was enough to light a fire with a commission to go to tell people about what Jesus has done, that he really did, was really dead. He saw his hands. He saw where he had his wounds, where his death on the cross, and he had risen again. He was alive, and he is alive today. And that message was enough for him to go into Syria and Turkey, and most famously into, can we have the next one? Next slide. To go into, oh yeah, here he is, examining. You know, it pays to examine Jesus. It pays to examine him, his side, his hands. And the next slide. And he went all the way to India, to southern India, where he told people about Jesus. And in that community, eventually he was actually martyred. He was actually beheaded. But it was for the glory of Jesus. And that's over 2,000 years ago. We may have lots of disappointments and doubts, fears and failures, and trials in our lives. The answers do not lie within ourselves. We aren't enough. We aren't. We have to admit that to ourselves. And the answers aren't in a cultural sense. The idols of today, they won't eventually help us. They don't give us enough. Only Christ and his resurrection power. And our next final slide. Our challenge is to grasp Jesus and give him... Oh, the next one, sorry. And give permission for the Holy Spirit to make your faith full of joy, full of wonder, not trusting the love that you have for God, but trusting in the love that Jesus has for you. Jesus has so much more to give you and I, because he is patient, he is gentle, he is peace-loving, he is strengthening us to do the commission. And the next slide, last one. He strengthened us to do the commission that he has given us all to do, to tell people about the risen Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.